This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, yesterday we spent the hour on John Whitehead's letter, one of the top constitutional attorneys in the country. No doubt about it, the deep state is real and Trump is its latest tool. Oh my goodness, friends. Oh my goodness. I'm going to highlight some of the things going on in your country in the next couple minutes, and then what we're going to do is we're going to get back to the deep state cannot do what they do without someone doing it for them. And I'm going to liken that unto what you see with dictators of the past. Keep in mind the dictators are not the ones pulling the trigger. Someone's doing it for them concerning the crimes of what you might call or identify or define as the deep state today. President Thomas Jefferson said in response to what you're seeing in this country today, when injustice becomes law, really policy, resistance becomes a duty. Again, President Thomas Jefferson said, when injustice becomes law, resistance becomes a duty. I want to bring you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then what we're going to do is we're going to highlight my response as to John Whitehead's letter and bring it home, and also not only showing you the problem again, but also bringing in the answer. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you ready for this, America? Anybody want to dispute the infallibility of the Word of God? Deuteronomy 28:43. You know, under the judgments of God, the Bible says that the foreigner will be made the head and you'll be made the tail in your own country. Okay. Are you ready for this? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. There are over 100 Muslims in America running for office. Did you hear what I said? There are over 100 Muslims in America running for office now. Folks, as I've shared with you in the past, when you give it a pass, when you tolerate, when you approve of, through apathy or your full approbation, it matters not. That which God condemns, rest assured you can look behind it. Here comes a slew of your enemies. Folks, Muslims in office in the United States of America runs antithetical to who we are as a people. It's oil and water. And furthermore, you're going to have war within the gates. Folks, you're going to have war within the gates. Judges 5:8 says when there was new gods within the gate, there was war. That's right. But the Muslims, so emboldened through your inactions with the sodomites, the homosexuals, when you accepted sodomy, which God clearly condemns, he doesn't call it sin, he calls it an abomination, you could see on their heels exactly what was taking place. Again, on their heels. And what was that? Well, now they're running for office. And to prove my point even further, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com just posted just a couple minutes ago, fake Islamophobia in Texas. Waiter forged. A Muslim waiter forged on a receipt. We do not tip terrorists. Note on check that garnered world headlines. The media was right there to give it a global face. They made national and global news. But what they're not going to tell you is they're not going to tell you that the one that actually put we do not tip terrorists was the Muslim. See, because you have to understand that they have to put themselves into the victim position just like that of the sodomites and the homosexuals. But I'm here to tell you, I told you so. America, it's not a, I'm happy I told you so. It's not what you want to hear, no more than I want to hear it. What you need to hear is you need to respond to heaven. You need to respond to what President Thomas Jefferson said. You're getting behind the eight ball. Your backs are up against the wall. There's no more room to retreat, capitulators, cowards. There's no more room. Okay? When injustice becomes law, resistance becomes a duty. Well, folks, guess what they're trying to make? Law. Guess who wants to be the law? The legislators. The Muslims do in the United States of America. Boy, America, you have been under attack on an immense scale, friends, to say the least, since September 11th. No one has been under attack more than the U.S. citizens by their own government, folks. Truth be told, Thomas Jefferson warned, James Madison warned long ago, that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Mosques have increased 74% in your country since September 11th, 2001. There are now over 3,000 mosques, military, Muslim military bases in the United States of America. And by the way, just to show you, you reap what you sow. Maybe it shows you, America, that you're sowing what you've allowed your government to sow. You're reaping now. What are you saying? Well, you have over 700 military bases in over 148 countries. We have no business doing that whatsoever. We have no business doing that whatsoever. But if our military would uphold the Constitution, they would be fighting against what you call the deep state rather than against the innocent people in third world countries and foreign countries. The fact of the matter is now you're beginning to reap what you've allowed corrupt politicians to sow in other countries. It's a fact. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Muslims running for office, over 100 of them in the United States, emboldened. Notice the timetable. Notice how this is being rolled out concerning that timetable. It's happening while Americans are sleeping under Donald Trump. This is happening while Americans, Trumpites, those that are blindly following behind without any prudence whatsoever, prudence defined out as wisdom in the way of caution, no caution whatsoever. They're just going right along with Donald. They're defending him at every step because they want Donald to do for them what they're unwilling to do. Let me tell you what. He's doing what you don't want him to do, and yet you have deceived yourself by holding fast to deceit that he is doing the job that he said he would do when the opposite is true. I'm here to tell you. I'll be the only one here to tell you that. You have over 100. You have over 100 Muslims running for office, all on Donald Trump's watch. Isn't that amazing how this is working out? Folks, same agenda. It doesn't matter who's in office whatsoever. Until you shut the door and deal with corruption concerning those that call themselves your representatives, you're not shutting the door on special interest groups in the least. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just highlighting what's going on under the watch of the almighty reprobate, Donald Trump. Shared a whole hour with you yesterday highlighting none other than John Whitehead's article. Again, if you don't know who John Whitehead is, he is one of the top constitutional attorneys in the country, and he is pulling out Donald Trump for the world to see. But really, again, it's not Donald Trump. It's the reflection of the American people. Donald Trump is a mirror, okay? He's doing whatever you let him get away with. So it's the people at large that are responsible for what's going on in this country, because, again, your rights were given unto you by God, and delegated rights that were given unto you were delegated over to that of Donald Trump. And look what he's doing with them. He's selling you down the river. Over 100 Muslims on sonsoflibertymedia.com running for office in your country. I thought this was all supposed to stop. No, it's called a siege. It's called a slow takeover. And again, I want to remind you, friends, I'm not sitting around waiting for people to confirm what I said to you a year and 2 and 3 and 4 years ago. No, you can just look at scripture to understand what's going to happen if people don't respond. That's really what's happening in this country today. 100 Muslims in the United States of America running for office because they're emboldened, and it's happening today, America. The enemy souls tears while men slept. I also wanted to share with you, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Matt Eggers just wrote, "Not coming for your guns?" All under Donald Trump's administration. This is craziness. Is it proving the points that we have been making over and over again? Not coming for your guns since the alleged shooting at Parkland High School, which we still have not gotten any video released at all. Look at this. You don't even have to give evidence to people. You don't even have to show them what really happened. Just tell them. To the CIA media that they say they don't believe in. and we'll pass a bunch of, well, gun control laws in 26 states since. This all happening under Donald Trump's administration. You ready for this? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. As politicians and anti-gun rights activists continuously chant, "We don't want to take your guns." Well, behind the scenes in only the last 5 months, politicians have been working overtime to limit your right to bear arms. These laws are all a reaction to the alleged shooting at Parkland, Florida. And like most politicians always do, they are not letting this alleged tragedy go to waste. Since the tragic shooting that allegedly took place in Florida in February, the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence has recorded a whopping 55 new gun control measures in 26 states. In the last 5 months, America. In the last 5 months, America. The politics have shifted dramatically, said Robin Lloyd, the government affairs director at Giffords. As the Denver Post points out, this massive push for gun control has bipartisan support, both parties. Okay, in fact, the majority of the governors who signed in new gun control measures were Republicans. Oh, my goodness. And that's all I have to do is just switch over the URL to a conservative headline today, and they are praising Donald and his administration without fail across the boards. You deserve what you got coming, America. You deserve what you've got coming. You really do. How many times have I said on this show, how do you show mercy to a people that don't even show mercy unto themselves by acting in response in the keeping of the commandments of the Lord? Period. 26 states have passed 55 gun control laws, a majority of them all passing gun control laws against you, the people, by Republicans. And by the way, it's all null and void. It's all illegal, just so you know. But you don't want to listen to that neither, because you think that they know better than you do. Folks, the people that I talk to that are in government don't even know what the Constitution says. They don't even know what it says. But you can always just sit back and relax and know that Donald Trump is in charge. He's got his finger on the tweet button. I just seen, right before the radio show here, friends, Trump posts Hillary's video advocating for a strong, prosperous Russia. Oh, my goodness. This is what the American people... Hey, folks, read Isaiah 30. The American people have gone to Egypt. They follow the Pharaoh who's enslaving them. Donald Trump is the president of the United States of America. He should look up the definition of commander-in-chief. Instead of prosecuting Hillary Clinton, instead of prosecuting Barack Hussein Obama, instead of draining the swamp, he's sending out tweets magnifying their crimes that he's supposed to suppress. Do you understand? Remember that DOJ that he has in his hand to do whatever he wants to do with it? Hey, friends, he's not enforcing the laws through the DOJ. No, he's just pushing the tweet button, letting you know how Hillary Clinton is out there advocating more crimes against we the people. I would feel safe and secure in knowing that cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. And trusting in the Lord doesn't mean I stand around and do nothing. I do all that I can do concerning what I should do and what I ought to do and which has been commanded by God to do. And I leave the results up to him. But here's the conservatives. Man, Trump digs up classic Hillary. Oh, look at Trump's doing now. He's exposed. Whoa, wait a second. He's not supposed to expose her crime. He's supposed to prosecute the person committing the crime. And this is what your Donald Trump isn't doing. He's tweeting, America. You're resting in the President of the United States, who's not only deceiving you every step of the way, literally, but now you're putting your trust into a man. Instead of enforcing the law, he's pushing buttons, tweeting the crimes of the likes of Clinton's and others that dare stand up against him. Friends, it's the circus of politics. When are you going to wake up? Why do you suffer the abuses, America? When injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. You have a government working overtime to give your country to the... It's all your sin finding you out. You blame the bad guys all you want to. Yep, I do too. But you blame them all day long for what they do. Keep in mind, they do whatever you let them do. But you blame them all that you want to blame them. But keep in mind, you're on the ship that you're allowing them to shoot holes in the base of the ship with. You're allowing them to sink, to destroy this country every step of the way. And by the way, friends, we don't need, on a daily basis, we don't need to hear updates on the crimes of corrupt politicians, because they're well known to us. But this is what the conservatives and the professed Christians do all day. They give us daily updates on the crimes of the politicians. And we know all the bad guys. We know who they are. Americans need to simply take action and shut them lawfully down. And if you don't want to do that, then this is the results that you get. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy, it tells us in the book of Jonah. I mean, folks, I mean, the worst thing that could happen if you actually stood up and fought against and resisted against what's going on here lawfully, I mean, by dealing with the corrupt politicians, you shut the door on special interest groups, what you would call the deep state. And by doing so, they will at length expose themselves to be lawfully dealt with as well. But you got to take it the first step before you can take it to the second step. You have to deal with corruption. This is what our forefathers left to us. They left us their example. The Word of God teaches us. They left us their example. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Geneva Bible, friends, you look at the footnotes, it's how they dealt with corrupt tyrants, corrupt governments. And again, church, you're called to be the light of the world. You are called to reprove the darkness, not to submit to it, not to patty cake with it, not to cheerlead those that are destroying your country. Goodness sakes, friends, wake up. If not, friends, it's your own demise. That's what's coming, your own demise. I'm just faithfully telling you what the Word of God says. That's all I can do. I can do nothing less. But you want to talk about the infallibility of the Word of God? Open your eyes, because now we can.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is meeting with the EU Commission President today at the White House as tensions remain high over tariffs. The President spoke before the meeting.
Over the years, the United States has been losing hundreds of billions of dollars with the European Union, and we just want it to be a level playing field for our farmers, for our manufacturers, for everybody. And we also want a big beneficiary, frankly, to be the European Union. So we think it can be good for everybody.
After that statement, the president was shouted questions regarding Michael Cohen. He declined to answer any of those questions. Now, before that meeting, the president did sit down with the leader of the Senate and House, Paul Ryan, and Mitch McConnell, to discuss the upcoming Senate votes and what needs to be accomplished before the end of the year. Ryan joined Fox News to talk about the main points to their meeting.
How to get this appropriation process back on track so that at the end of the year we don't have one giant omnibus appropriations bill.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. This is the number two radio show right now across the boards. Out of 82 radio stations, show host, I'm sorry, on Genesis Communication Networks. We appreciate your trust. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean. On Facebook, Bradley Dean on Facebook. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account as well, friends. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I forgot about YouTube, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean. YouTube, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean. YouTube. Do check those out. They're starting to take, and we totally appreciate your viewership, and I hope that you appreciate them as well. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And, folks, we're seeing a whole lot of that today. We're seeing a whole lot of that today. And it's craziness. That's the best way to describe it. It's craziness. The deep state cannot do what they do without someone doing it for them. I want you to listen to what I'm telling you. I want to say it again. The deep state cannot do what they do without someone doing it for them. No matter what they call it, folks, we're just talking about corruption. We're talking about special interest groups. We're talking about politicians who have sold you out for 30 pieces of silver. Luke 22, verse 48. Okay? Two special interest groups. In answer to that, I give you a quick one. Thomas Jefferson, President Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, said, "When injustice becomes law, resistance becomes a duty." Yeah, I listen. I mean what I say. I'm not trying to candy coat what our forefathers left us concerning the tools to work with for our future. This is what they left to their posterity, me and you. When injustice becomes law, resistance becomes a duty. Now, again, recently one of the top constitutional attorneys in the United States, John Whitehead, wrote an article, no doubt about it, the deep state is real and Trump is its latest tool. And folks, I got to tell you, I spent the whole hour yesterday, but I got to tell you, boy, did he nail it. Now, taking this in step, the first thing that John started out highlighting was a quote from former President Theodore Roosevelt, okay? The quote goes as, behind the ostensible government sits enthroned an invisible government owing no allegiance and acknowledging no responsibility to the people. Okay? This invisible government, friends, is the spirit world, period. I don't care if, obviously, the enemy is using those that are in the flesh, men, no question about it. But he also uses, God does, over and above the works of the enemy, men as well, to do his biddings, those that are willing to bear their cross. That's what's hard to find. But firstly, I would like to address this quote by saying that there are many across the boards, especially them on self-professed Christian conservative talk radio television, that love to magnify not only the crimes of the wicked, but also magnifying the wicked themselves by suggesting that they, the wicked, somehow rule the world. We hear it all the time. Man, there's 300 people that rule the world. You know, those Rockefellers, those Rothschilds, man. Those Bushes, that CFR. Man, I'm telling you what, they're all there. Everybody knows who they are, but you stand back and you let them do what they do. Okay? But I'm here to tell you, by talking this direction in the tongue is the power of life and death, just so you know. And I'm not talking about metaphysics here, but it does bring in about common sense. You're going to create your own world by the things that you talk about, okay? But I want to tell you that when you add strength to tyranny by declaring that they somehow rule the world, you're only adding strength to their tyranny, first of all. Folks, it is when the righteous yield, through the fear of man, by the way, Proverbs 29, verse 25, to the wicked and succumb to their crimes that the wicked become empowered and then enslave you that call yourself the righteous. Here, I'll say that again. It is when the righteous yield through the fear of man to the wicked and succumb to their crimes that the wicked become empowered and then enslave the righteous. Read Daniel 3:4 when you get a moment. Folks, the wicked are under the influence of the deceiver, 2 Timothy 2:26, and the righteous are empowered by Christ, the Holy Ghost, that is, His grace to overcome and conquer the evil ones, both the spiritual enemies as well as the enemies in the natural. Read Matthew 16:18, Romans 5:20, Romans 8:37, and Revelations 12:11. Folks, the Word of God conquers all that oppose it. The Word of God conquers all that oppose it. All politics aimed at the gospel of Jesus Christ are at length destroyed. They are destroying themselves. Remember what Napoleon said? He said, the Bible is no more, it's no mere book. He said, it's a power that conquers all that oppose it. Man, it's, what are you listening to? What are you giving your voice to? What are you giving your attention to? Because my Bible tells me just the exact opposite concerning the conversations I hear from them that should know better. The Word of God declares, let it be written, let it be done, because it is. He said it, I believe it, that settles it. Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool, said the Lord in Isaiah 66, verse 1. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and He is the governor among all the nations. Well, He's the creator. Psalm 22, verse 28. In Isaiah 9, 6, listen carefully. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. His name is Jesus, friends. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Now, I didn't see anywhere in Scripture, and history shows me everywhere that God is in control. He's faithful unto a thousand generations. His word will not return unto him void. It will go forth and prosper in the very thing that he sent it for. Isaiah 55. Folks, not only is the Lord in control of all things, and that he has his way in the whirlwind, read Nahum 1:3, understand this. He also uses the wicked for his purposes when chastening his people as well as judging the nations. And the reason being, his people, those that call themselves Christians, have failed to adhere to his warnings. Read Jeremiah 27, verse 6. Now, this is where America is today. The wicked are being used to chastise and judge this country, by the way, in stages. Read Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15. But he takes it in stages, friends. And we're literally going in stages in this country right now. And I want to tell you something. As I sit here, by no means am I looking for the approbation, approval, or the accolade of men in any sense of the word. But since I have been in ministry over and over and over and over and over again, I stand back and say, Lord, you had me talking about that a year ago. Lord, you had me talking about that 6 months ago. Lord, you had me talking about that last week or yesterday. Because it shows you that we serve a living God. And he's faithful, America, even when you're not. Even when you're not. He's faithful. The wicked are being used to chastise and to judge this country, that's all. And that's all you have to do is look to Nebuchadnezzar, friends, in Jeremiah 27, verse 6, and you'll find out exactly what I'm talking about. He wasn't a just, upright man, but God used him to judge, to chastise and judge his people that would not be ruled by heaven. Okay? Oh, and the end of those that are used to judge his children, oh, my goodness. Wouldn't want to be them. Wouldn't want to be you. I really wouldn't. But you know what? If we don't want to listen, just like I said during the last segment, those that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. You forsake your own mercy when you fail to deal with what God showed you. You see the danger in which we're facing today in this country. You see the corruption that's in front of us today. But you forsake your own mercy because you let it go. You let it go. Secondly, speaking of the deep state can do whatever they want, but they can't do it without someone doing it for them. And highlighting John Whitehead's letter, John highlights in detail how President Donald Trump is literally selling this country out in so many different ways. And this is happening because of the people in this country, again, who are blindly following behind without any prudence whatsoever. But what I want to address is this. It's this point. Like that of my first point. That which is being called the deep state and the crimes that they commit and what they're guilty of when it comes to we the people. They're doing it, folks, by them employed subordinates. Traitors within. What do you mean, Bradley? Well, after all, someone has to be doing their biddings for them because the deep state cannot commit the crimes without someone doing it for them, period. In other words, America, we are doing it to ourselves. We're doing it to ourselves. Read Jeremiah 13, verse 14. I'm going to bring you over to another level of this conversation, an exposition. To bring about more understanding, I'm turning the lights up a little more and a little more as you're walking in. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is the point that I wanted to address. By the way, 1-866-582-9933. This is the point that I wanted to address. Like, again, of my first point, that which is being called the deep state, they just keep renaming them, friends. When people begin to discover who they are, then they change their name and the people follow in close pursuit. That which is being called the deep state could not commit the crimes that they commit against we the people except by employed subordinates working for the deep state, in other words, traitors within. Someone has to do their bidding for them, right? Again, after all, someone has to be doing their biddings for them. For without them, the deep state cannot do what they do, period. In other words, we're doing it to ourselves. When you go over to the Nuremberg trials concerning the atrocities of Adolf Hitler and his highlighting subordinates, in May 1945, President Harry Truman said at the beginning of the court proceedings, the laws of God first, he said, and of man secondly, have been violated, and the guilty must not go unpunished. 1 Timothy 1:7. When watching those who were guilty of doing Hitler's killing for him, over and over again they tried to excuse themselves from the crimes against their own people by claiming that they were just following orders. So when you're talking about corrupt politicians, remember, those politicians call themselves Americans. Those politicians swore to uphold the Constitution. In any capacity in government, they all swore to uphold the Constitution. They are not required to submit themselves to anything that stands in contrast to the United States Constitution.
They are required by law to stand against it, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Okay? Well, the people of Germany, they didn't do that. They blamed or attempted to blame Adolf Hitler for the crimes that they were getting paid to commit. See, in their minds, it was Adolf Hitler's fault. Talking about the Nuremberg trials. And why? Because they replaced the God of Israel for that of Adolf Hitler. Adolf now became their daddy. Read Exodus 20, verse 2. In other words, they made a god out of fallen man rather than submitting to the living God. See, they were attempting, friends, listen carefully, they were attempting to point the finger at Hitler in an attempt to rid themselves of the guilt of their crimes because they were now standing in front of the judge that was going to prosecute them. See what teaches men the fear of God? Isn't it amazing how that works, friends? If we just simply listen, there it is. Hitler could have never done what he did if it were not for those who subjected themselves to his tyrannical rule and his biddings. Read Acts 5:29. And remember, these criminals had taken an oath to uphold the laws found in the German Republic. It was a country of laws, friends, not policies. And they swore to uphold the laws found in the German Republic to protect the people in Germany, not to destroy them, John 10:10. And apparently they were the type of people who were just too cowardice to resist unlawful orders, and instead of lawfully resisting the tyrant, well, they decided to kill the innocent people of Germany. And in the end, before God and man, they were just as guilty as the tyrant who gave the orders. So friends, before just going after the title, the name of deep state, keep in mind who's working for them. Because somebody has to be doing the biddings for the deep state. And guess who they just happen to be? They just happen to be our neighbors. They just happen to be our friends. They just happen to be our cousins and our uncles and our dads and our moms. Somebody's doing it. Because without them, there would be no deep state. See, if they were obedient to Christ, they would be resisting the deep state. Right? And you would be safe and protected. So what's the difference between Adolf Hitler, his employees, the subordinates, and the deep state? Well, in the present before heaven, absolutely nothing, because were they to take orders from Adolf Hitler and disobey God? No. But that is exactly what they did. And so it is again, the deep state cannot do what they do independently of someone doing their biddings for them. And this is what's key. Remember, Adolf Hitler never pulled the trigger. Adolf Hitler didn't pull the trigger. He gave the unlawful orders that they obeyed. And so it is for those that work for the deep state. And so it is for those that work for corruption in government. If they were to obey their oath, they would be resisting, exposing, calling out corruption in government, not submitting to them and doing their biddings for them because, after all, I have to work. They've taken on the mindset, well, I have to do what I have to do, right? Really? Really? We'll find a different occupation. Hey, find a different occupation. Instead of being a traitor, why don't you become a patriot? With a heart of God. Adolf Hitler never pulled the trigger. Corrupt politicians, corrupt administrations, corrupt agencies and bureaucracies can't do what they do unless somebody does it for them. And if you're guilty of it, it's better that you were not even born if you receive not correction. And so it is. The deep state can do what they do independently. They cannot do independently, I'm sorry, unless they have someone doing their biddings for them. And again, Hitler never pulled the trigger. People in this country can go ahead and stand back all that you want to and accuse the wicked for the things that they do. Because again, they're only doing whatever that you let them do. They're only doing whatever you let them do. But it is another thing to respond and to act. James 2:14 through 26. Folks, you have 325 million people that are either standing down or they're simply praising the very one that's undermining everything that he said he would do. And somebody's obeying the orders to do their biddings. You know, it stops with the people. Just think about that. It stops with us. As I said earlier, we're doing it to ourselves. Keep in mind, it was the Germans killing the Germans because they didn't obey their oath. They obeyed the tyrant. Hey, America, it's the same thing incrementally that's taking place in this country. The encroachment upon our freedoms today are happening by those that are just going along to get along, that are unwilling to uphold their oath in action and exhibit the strength of the Constitution by enforcing the law for good or for good in the sense of righteousness or for condemning through judgment the wicked. You have 325.7 million people standing back and letting a handful of corrupt politicians do what they do on the behalf of their masters, the deep state, as you would call them, to further destroy this country and its people abroad. They don't care about you. Folks, you have been conditioned for generations in this country to show more compassion for animals, to show more compassion for criminals than for humans, than for victims. You've been conditioned, folks, to allow the things to go the direction that they've gone far too long. I mean, I bet you America is surprising your enemies that are at work 24/7 attempting to upend your Constitution, your Christian heritage. Open your eyes. Ask the Lord to give you eyes to see. Ask the Lord to give you ears to hear. Because what I'm seeing across the boards is just like, wait a second, let's stop and think about this. We're not overwhelmed. We're being overwhelmed because of our inactions. The enemy wants you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. And folks, really, what it comes down to, again, I want you to keep and make clear, your sin is before God. It's not before man, but your sin is finding you out. Numbers 32:23. Before God, the wicked and them that stand by and let the wicked commit the crimes that they commit are the guilty parties. And I just ask you, concerning the deep state, who's doing the biddings for the deep state? Americans are. And until Americans open their eyes to the fact that they're being paid to destroy their own country and repent, Acts 20, verse 21, nothing's going to change. But I just wanted to show you the responsible party. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
You have been lied to generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.